When's he coming back? Okay. I'll tell him we miss him.
Well, I don't think he'll be here on Monday.
Yeah, because he first has to come back. Okay. Is it going?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we left off the Gemara at first thought that the reason we needed Los Avaros is because we would think that Nasei is Docha Los Asa Sheish Bo Kareis. So Misa Bezim Docha Shabbos. And we decided it was actual Avalacha, no matter who you hold like. And therefore you need Los Avaros. The Gemara says, the three lines from the end of Davav, Amar Shim Barashi, Hai Tana La Lo Mishum Dasi Sivadol Hosasa. No, this has nothing to do with the general idea of Asei Dol Hosasa. El Mishum Dasi Gam Chomer. This whole Los Avaros is not because we might have a general idea of Asei Dol Hosasa Yishra Karis, but we've had a very, very specific Kal V'Chomer about Mises Bezdin being Docha Shabbos. Och, Gamermani, Mekai Mechalolos Yumas. And here, he actually explains the three stages in the logic, or actually it's four stages, including Maskana, in the Braisa. First, they were saying that you should always do Mises Bezdin, and Mechalolos Yumas, for sure, Melochus with Mises Bezdin, Avol Mises Bezdin, Docha Shabbos, Mekal V'Chomer. Right, the Havim is a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Avol Yishichamur V'Docha Shabbos V'Chichot Docha Osa. Everyone knows that Avoda is Docha Shabbos. This is a whole, I don't know if Tosfos points out or the other Rishonim, Abaye and Rava discuss in the end. Tosfos deals with, briefly, Deras Tamar Lomar. But certainly at this point, and according to the way Rava decides Maskana, Avoda, talking about a Korban Tzibur, is Docha Shabbos, right? Ritzicha Docha Zah, but Ritzicha is Docha, a carbon tzibur. Shinemra mi'im is b'chiti k'chinu l'mos, right? If the Kohen wants to bring, let's say, a tamid or a musaf, then too bad. Then the tamid or musaf will have to wait, or be nespatel even. Let's say there's no other Kohen, then too bad for the tamid and the musaf. Mises bezim is doche, and obviously the tamid and the musaf, the carbon tzibur, is doche Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos is when they have voda in a din, they would tzicha docha osa. Right, ritzicha docha voda, ritzicha meaning Mises Bezdin. And voda is docha Shabbos, and certainly Mises Bezdin is docha Shabbos. That was the first stage. Well, Mayo ain't the kamer, so why did they backtrack at first? The kamer, hachin kamer, first makes mitzvah dochiach, shadocha zavoda being docha Shabbos. They said, no, maybe you could have a pircha on this kabel chomer, because first makes mitzvah is also docha avoda. And Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Docha Voda, because that is from Vela Achoso, the Gemara Darshins, that all the different relatives, it says that that a Nazir can't be Metami to, all the Merames that someone else can be, all the Merames that for a Meis Mitzvah can be Metame. So why do we need so many Psukim that even a Nazir, even a Kohen Gadol, even if you're going to bring Korban Pesach and you would miss out on Korban Pesach, Meis Mitzvah is Doche Avoda. So you see Meis Mitzvah Doche Avoda, but yet it's not Doche Shabbos, so that's a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. So what's the next backtrack? Hadar Amar Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Tilcha Shabbos Kal V'Chomer. First they say, should be Doche Kal V'Chomer, and they say, oh, hey, no, maybe it shouldn't, because Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is a Pircha, and they say, hold on a second. Like Kfuras Meis Mitzvah always also be Doche Shabbos. Ma Avoda Shi Doche Shabbos, Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Doche Osa, Mi V'Lach Osa. Shabbos Shi Nidcha, Mipnei Avoda Yim Dinshti, Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Doche Osa. And then we get the last Shama Lomer, Lo Sivaru. Right, Lo Sivaru teaches you that Mises Bezdin is not Docha Shabbos. And then, of course, once Mises Bezdin is Docha Shabbos, so of course Mises Mitzvah is also not Docha Shabbos, because Mises Bezdin is a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer, of course, Mises Mitzvah. And that's why, in the end, nothing is, neither Kfuras Meis Mitzvah or Mises Bezdin is Docha Shabbos. So that's, in the end, what we decide the Kal V'Chomer means. Now, there's a few issues that come up in the Gemara here. One is already Rashi brings up a problematic Gemara in Yoma. What does Rashi say? Ritzicha docha osa. Shem ha-yirotzeach kohen v'rotzeh la'avod avoda bezdin sholchan vino solomos. Okay, so far that's good. Top Rashi. Elam ken ha-yogal v'shem zbeach v'avoda b'yado. Unless he's already on the zbeach with the avoda in his hands. Shenemar me'im mizbechiti v'chen olamos. He's not commenting on in my Gemara that's bolded as a Dibur Maschel. It really shouldn't be a Dibur Maschel. He's just explaining why we differentiate between a regular case and a case where he's already with the avodah biyadok, says me im mizbechi tikhen lamos velo me al mizbechi. That's a drasha that Rabbi Akiva makes in Yoma. I think it's the very last line of Pehei Yom Aleph. That it comes up there, yeah, totally agav orcha. The Gemara says, yeah, when it comes to killing someone, you differentiate between me'im mizbechi me'al mizbechi. The deal is when it comes to saving someone, you interrupt anything. You always save someone, meaning if the Kohen knows exonerating evidence, is an exonerating witness, then it doesn't matter if he's holding anything in his hand, he dumps it on the floor and runs to save the guy, which proves Pikuach Nefesh Dofa Shabbos, which is obviously the context there in the famous Pikuach Nefesh Sogya in Yoma. So Rashi points out that this idea that Ritzichas Doch Avoda is not so pashut. Right? If the coin's standing there and wants to do Avoda, then Ritzichas Doch Avoda. But if the coin's already standing with the Avoda in his hand, he's on the Mizbeach, he's got the stuff in his hand and he wants to be machter it, then we let him finish and Ritzicha is not Doch Avoda. The Achronim then asks an obvious kasha on Rashi, not on Rashi. The Achronim asks an obvious kasha, means Rashi's not being mechadish anything to us, right? There's no, you can't blame Rashi for this. Rashi just quoting the drasha of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in the last parak of Yom. So really, our Gemara assumes that Avoda, that Ritzicha is Doch Avoda. But it's not so pashut. Ritzicha is only Doch Avoda if you haven't started yet. If you already started Avoda, Ritzicha is not Docha. So it's only Doch Avoda a little if you haven't started yet. But if you're in the middle of Avoda, Ritzicha is not Docha, which killed the whole Kavachomer, what do we want to prove? We want to prove that Mises Bezin is Docha Shabbos even though you're already in the middle of Shabbos. Right? We want to prove Mises Bezin is totally Docha Shabbos even when you're in the middle. So the whole thing is not a valid proof. All we can prove is that Ritzicha is Docha Avoda when you haven't started yet. So for sure it should be Docha Shabbos when you haven't started yet. But that's not relevant. We're talking about Ritzicha when Shabbos has started already. So it kills our whole sugya. So the Achron, the Mishnah Melech, points out that it could be that, how would the Rambam answer this kasha? That Ritzicha is not really Docha Avoda. Ritzicha is only Docha Avoda if you haven't started yet, not if there's actual Avoda there. So how does the Mishnah Melech think the Rambam answer this kasha? Right, the Rambam paskin against that Gemara in Yoma. The Rambam clearly. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Rotseach Perek Hey Halacha Yud Beis? The Rambam says very clearly, Darshan entirely differently. So the Mizbeach Kolei Chenema Barhu Gezodah Me Imaz Bechita Kenel Lomos Miklasha Barhu Bishgada Einu Nareg Mizbeach. Right, he has a different Darshan. He doesn't Darshan Me Imaz Bechita Lo Meyal Mizbechi. He Darshans. So you know me'imiz, but that's a pretty shock drasha. When he's mezid, then me'imiz b'chitei chenelamos. But if he's a shogeg, then you leave him on the mizbeach, and that's what he said. Mezid, the mizbeach's not kolei, but shogeg the mizbeach is kolei. The fika harvish shkug of a cult of mizbeach harvish on goladam is a negelok kishar b'tochim miklat. Says mizbeach like near miklat, the goladam, if he kills him, he's liable for capital punishment because it's kolate like near miklat. Ain kolate el gagosh on mizbeach. He says that's only referring like Rashi, the gag of mizbeach based olam and bilvad. That's based on the word makos that they told you of. Only the gag of mizbeach based olam. Ain kolate el kohen avoda biyado. And also says they're only kohen avoda biyado. So he agrees with Rashi. There's this idea that the Gag and Mizbeach is collated Kohen Vavoda Biyado. But he said that only refers to Shogeg, not to Mezid. And there's not a special new concept of the Gag and Mizbeach collate. It's just like an Ir Miklat. Okay, it's equivalent to the Ir Miklat, is the Gag and Mizbeach for Kohen Vavoda Biyado B'Shogeg. So the Rambam has no problem in our sugya. Yeah? Right, what's our... What's the problem with our sugya? Harei Ritzicha is not Docha Avoda when you already started the Avoda. So for the Rambam, it's no problem. Mises Bezdin is only if someone killed the Mezid, right? If someone killed the Mezid, then you always take him off. Even a coin Avoda Biyada, you take him off. Right, so the Rambam says, no problem.
Mrs. Besden doche avoda, even Kohen va avoda biyado, against the Gemara in Yoma.
Right, and the Shlomel says, why did the Rambam paskin against the Gemara in Yoma? Because in a couple places in Shas, they bring this idea of the Kavol Chomer of Ritzicha Docha Avoda, which proves that we don't hold like the Gemara in Yoma. Some of the Achronim are very upset by this. Like, since when? The Gemara in Yoma is not just a suggestion someone has. It's a drasha of Rabbi Akiva. Then, the applications in the Gemara in Yoma for the Pikuach Nefesh, that's already a diuk made by the Amoraim there. But it's a price that Rabbi Akiva darshan, im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi. And the Rambam seems to deny that drasha. He says, the drasha is not me, im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi. The drasha is, ki yazid v'lo ki yishkog. So what gives the Rambam, I understand that our Gemara disagrees with that, but I guess what gives our Gemara the right to just disagree with the drasha in Yoma? So, there's two drachim to explain what the Gemara does with the Gemara in Yoma. The Mi'iri there in Yoma, he doesn't say, he usually doesn't say that I'm trying to defend the Rambam. But half the time he's trying to defend the Rambam. He's one of the biggest Talmidim of the Rambam. I don't mean directly, but intellectually among all the Rishonim. And he almost always takes the Rambam into account, explains the Gemara against the Rambam, being in halacha, being in philosophy. So in this case, the Meir brings up Pshat. He says, no. What about the Gemara they're talking about? The Gemara said, but lahachios, to save a life, you interrupt the avoda. What does it mean to save a life? So they say that means that he knows he's a witness on the side of the defense. Right? To subpoena a witness for the defense, you interrupt anything. So the Meir says, a little dachuk, says, you thought that Gemara and Yom was talking about Lomas, it was talking about Mises Bezdin? No, it didn't mean you're going to execute the Kohen. That Gemara is talking about something else. That Gemara is talking about if the Kohen is a witness for the prosecution. And that's when we say the witness for the prosecution, the mitzvah of Eidos for the prosecution, that, you take him in Imaz Bechi, Velome Almaz Bechi. But that Gemara wasn't at all talking about the Gemara and Yom wasn't discussing executing the Kohen. Wasn't discussing Mises Bezdin. That was discussing Eidos, the mitzvah of Eidos, not the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin. Okay, it's a pretty dark greed of the Gemara Yoma, but what do you do with the Gemara Yoma? Right? You could say, like the Meiri, that that's talking about the aid. It's not talking about the criminal. Me'im is b'chi v'lo me'al is b'chi, and saying, the criminal, sometimes you take away the avodah, sometimes you don't. That's talking about the aid. The aid for the prosecution, which is based on the context there, that later on it talks about the aid for the defense, but it's still a little duffy. What most Achronim point out is that the Rama must have rejected this because there's a mechilta against Rabbi Akiva, even though Rabbi Akiva is a Tana, and Amoram shouldn't reject a Tana, but there's a mechilta against Rabbi Akiva. Look at the mechilta here. The mechilta here, in two ways, seems to support not just against Rabbi Akiva, and like the Rambam's mocker might have been from the mechilta. What does the mechilta say? First of all, the mechilta Rabbi Shmuel is yours here. Me'im is bechiti chen lamos magid shemevatlin havodu biyado v'yotzei lihari. What does that prove? That even a kohen v'avodu biyado, you take the avoda out of his hand and kill him. That seems to be against Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Me'im is bechiti chen lamos. So basically, what does the Mechilta say? The Mechilta says exactly like our Gemara. What does the Mechilta has three elements. Number one, it says like our Gemara. Chitzas doch avoda. Number two, it seems that even if the avoda is biyada, you snatch it out of his hand, and you still mevatel the avoda. And then it goes through basically all the discussions of our sugya just from all the different angles, all the different havminas of what's doch what. But then, if you look at the end, it says, Me'im is b'chitik chen lomos, the last line is yours from the Mechilta. What does it say? Me'im is b'chitik chen lomos, lomos v'lo lodim v'lo lilkos v'lo legalos. What does that mean? If you're going to execute him, you take him off the Mizbeach. But if he's just chayiv gadlos, then you don't take him off the Mizbeach, or Malkus, or any other type of din. So it sounds from the Mechilta like the Mechilta is exactly the Makor of the Rambam. Mehei Tesa, where did the Rambam get this idea that instead of darshaning, Me'im is, there's a Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in Makos says, what does the Gemara in Makos say?
That Gag Mizbeach Kohen Va'avoda B'yado is Kolit.
That's what the Gemara in Makos says, right? Yoav ran and grabbed onto the Karnas of Mizbeach, and they said, no. You're wrong. First of all, you weren't on the Mizbeach, and it wasn't Bais Olamim, it was only Shiloh, and you weren't a Kohen Va'avoda B'yado. Why is it Kolit?
So, but all the Rishonim understand is here you have the Gemara in Yoma. And what do the other Rishonim understand? That's what it's talking about. It's talking about the drasha. What drasha? It's talking about the drasha of me'al mizbechi. Sorry, me'im mizbechi. Velo me'al mizbechi. And it's talking about amazed. Right? Amazed, you take it to execute me'im mizbechi from next to mizbech, but not from on the mizbech. Not if he's a kohen, but go to and that's what the Gemara in Makos meant. That Yoav's mistake was he was a murderer of Bemezid. He murdered Amasa and Avner Bemezid, and he thought he'd get away with it by grabbing onto the Mizbech. They said no. Me'im mizbechin tikkun lamos. You weren't me'al mizbechin. But the Rambam, based on the Mechilta, understands it differently. The Rambam also admits there's such a thing as Gag Mizbeach Avoda B'yado. But based on the Mechilta, he says, this is talking about a shoge, that Yoav killed Avner and Amasa b'shoge, which is actually not a bad shot. Or in Sanhedrin, the end of the Gemara Din, Yoav had excuses why he did it, right? If you have an excuse why you killed someone, it's a shoge, right? He's claimed he killed Avner. Or anyone remember what was his excuse for killing Avner? Okay, you have to chazam resech Sanhedrin, because he was the Gol Adam, because Avner killed his brother. Right? So, and he claimed he killed Amasa, because Amasa was a Morgan Malchus, because he didn't militarize the troops as soon as David Mel told him to. Okay, so Yoav was a Ritzach Meshogin. And what's the drusha that he would have been saved if he had known, if he had been Kohen Vavod B'yado? The drusha is, Me'im Mizbechi. You know, tikachenu lamos, right? Or let's even add to the lechiyazid. We'll add a little to the mechilta. If he's amazing, he's tikachenu lamos below, right? Shogeg tikachenu legalos vilehareg. You know, al yidei goel hadam or the melech, right? A shogeg, you don't take him like the gullus lehari like big ol adam. So it's two totally different ways of understanding what they both agree. Both the Rambam and the other Rishonim agree. The Gemara in Makos that Gag Mizbeach Kohen Avoda B'yado in the Bais Olamim is kolit. But Rabbi Akiva and Rashi and all the Rishonim based on Rabbi Akiva, the first Bar and Yoma, say that it's talking about amazed me'im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi. The Rambam says no, I deny the drasha me'im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi. I don't like the Mechelta. That it means roughly I will be other from amazed and take him out to execute him right away. There's no distinctions when it comes to amazed. Amazed is always killed. There's no sanctuary for a horig amazed. Rather, this is v'chiyazid me'im is v'chitikun lamos, but v'chiyishko me'am is v'chialtikachem legolos v'leharigali de'gol adam v'alidei din melech. And Yoav was a shogeg, and that Yoav was a shogeg. That's why if he was a kohen gadol be other. The Mizbeach would have been calling him. And what made the Rambam decide to pass like the Mechilta, as opposed to where Yekiva's Bryce and the Gorin Yoma? So here's the Yehudim explain the reason he passed in like the Mechilta against the Gemara in Yoma is because our Gemara supports the Mechilta. Our Gemara says that Ritzicha is Docha Avoda, that amazed, Mises Bezim amazed, always beats Avoda in all circumstances. That's exactly the Mechilta, which brings all the Kabbalchumers of our Gemara against the Gemara in Yomo. So that's probably shot in the Rambam. In general, we know the Derech of the Rambam was that he took into account Mechiltas and other sources in Chazal more than some of the other Rishonim. So Mestame, he saw Machlos Mechilta Rabbi Akiva, and Paskin liked Mechilta because of our Gemara. And so he put together Mishlo Melech and the Karen Ora here, and that's what most of the Achronim say.
Despite the fact that Lomaskan's the Gemara, not all the Kabbalchumers necessarily story of
No, but the facts that you used to build the Kalahoma remain. Just you can't make a Kalahoma. Yeah.
So granted that we agree that we need coins on Loda Viado, but isn't there room to say that it's not a function of a Loda necessarily why we're not...
Okay, hold that thought for a moment. So, anyway, how do you deal with our sugya? The stira, right? Basically stira from the Gemara and Yoma Daf Behei. One way to deal with that stira is the Rambam just says we don't pass like the Mechilta. All right, we don't pass like the Morin Daf Behei. We pass like the Mechilta instead, and we think the idea of Klitas Mizbeach is only for a shogeg. In which case, not at all relevant to our sugya. For a mezek, killing was always doch avoda. For a shogeg, then there's what to talk about. Maybe the Mizbeach avoda is like an Eir Miklat. Okay, that is the Rambam. However, Rashi clearly doesn't hold like the Rambam. Because Rashi, right on our Gemara, points out, like he's not hiding anything here, saying, look, you know, I'm going to point out right now the challenges we have to face, that Ritzich is not always Doch HaVodah. It's only Doch HaVodah before you start, but not if you're already on the Mizbeach with HaVodah B'Yano. So for Rashi, the question is, how to explain our Gemara? Why does our Gemara say Ritzich is Doch HaVodah if it's only Doch HaVodah when you haven't started yet? So there are two answers to this. The Aruch Liner and the Rav. I know that Zev wants to say like the Rav. So, what is the more Lundish answer?
I didn't say the Rav, but we're just thinking too that it could be Dafka Din Mizbeach, not necessarily Din and Avoda per se. And granted.
Excellent. So, what did the Rav want to say in the Rishima Shiurim here? The same thing that Zev wants to say. He wants to say that no, really, Mises Bezdin is always Doch Avoda. Really, Mises Bezdin is always Doch Avoda, no matter what Mises Bezdin is Doch Avoda. So then, why don't we execute a Kohen Va'avoda b'yado b'gagol shel mizbeach? If the Kohen has the avoda and he's about to be mocked on top of the mizbeach, why don't we execute him? So the basis of the kasha was, we see from here that sometimes Ritzich is not docha avoda. What does Zev want to say? No, Ritzich is always docha avoda. Why do we execute the Kohen va'avoda b'yado? Not because the avoda b'yado.
It's a separate thing of mizbeach.
Exactly! Because the Gag Shel Mizbeach is Kolei, not because of the mitzvah of doing Avoda. Really, the mitzvah that Ritzich always beats Avoda. The only reason we don't take the Kohen away from the Gag Mizbeach and throw the Avoda at his hand to kill him is because the Gag Mizbeach is a makom of sanctuary. The Gag Shel Mizbeach is Kolei, why only a Kohen of Avoda B'yado? Why shouldn't the Gag Shel Mizbeach be Kolei Dezar? Somebody have to say. Exactly. The Kohen Va'avoda B'yado, the Kohen Va'avoda B'yado is not what's important. It's not that Kohen Va'avoda B'yado is more important than Mises Bezdin. No, the Gag Shel Mizbeach is the sanctuary, but if you're not a Kohen Va'avoda B'yado, what are you doing on the Gag Shel Mizbeach? Only a Kohen Va'avoda B'yado has the right to be on the Gag Shel Mizbeach. If you have no right to be on the Gag Shel Mizbeach, then that doesn't count. The Gag Shel Mizbeach only counts if you have a right to be on the Gag Shel Mizbeach. Only a Kohen Va'avoda B'yado has the right to go up on the Gag Shel Mizbeach. The Zohar doesn't have any right to climb onto the Mizbeach. And according to that avoda has no right to climb onto the Mizbeach. So it only counts as being in the Gag Mizbeach if you have a valid reason for being in the Gag Mizbeach. Exactly. Just technically, anyone but a Kohen Vavoda B'yado is not shayach to be on Gago Shel Mizbeach. Really, the drasha is Me'im Mizbechi Lo Me'al Mizbechi. Anyone on the Gag Shel Mizbeach has sanctuary. The only thing is, it only counts as being on Gag Mizbeach, and you're shayach to be on the Gag Mizbeach, the Kohen Vodah B'yado. A trespasser on the Gag Mizbeach doesn't count as being on the Gag Mizbeach. Only someone who is invited on the Gag Mizbeach gets sanctuary. not someone who trespassed on the Gagan's behalf. So what does the Rav try to say? Lundish? The Rav tried to say Alpi Lundish. What does the Lundish answer always say? It looks like one thing, but it's really something else, right? It looks like sometimes Avoda beats me suspended. So the Kohen, the Avoda Biyado, doesn't get executed. No, Avoda never beats me suspended. Just the Makom Gagan's behalf of the sanctuary, and the Avoda is just a T'nai in being on the Gagan's behalf, because trespassers don't count. Only people who are allowed in, and only a Kohen Avoda Biyado is allowed onto the Gagan's behalf. That's the Chap of the Rav. I also saw it in another Mandri Sefer. That's the Chap of the Rav. That's the nice Lundish answer. There's also, you can give a technical answer. I've only seen two defenses of Rashi. The Aruch Lener here gives a more technical, the Aruch Lener doesn't like such fancy Lundus. It's a little too fancy for him. He thinks what you see is what you get. What you get is what you see. The Avoda is more important than Mises Bezdin. Then we see, Avoda really is more important than Mises Bezdin once you've started. So where's our Kavach Omer? So, you want to say something?
I wanted to ask something.
Yeah, okay, ask.
Did the Rav say that to Shoghe?
What? No, the Rav says even Bezdin. He's defending Rashi. Even Bezdin, Gaga Mizbeach is collate. But it's only collate if you're allowed to be on the Gaga Mizbeach, not if you're a trespasser. Yeah, he's defending for Rambam. You don't need any fancy defense. The Aruch Lener says that he says you have to look at Tosvos. Tosvos says the top Tosvos of Zayin Hitch of Yaakov Yerlin's name of Dayo Maritzi from Doga Vodol Lishiv Al Tasha. I was not into Doga Lishiv Al Tasha. He says that Mela, it's not a good Kavachomer anyway. Because what do you mean, Mrs. Bez in Doga Voda? It's only Doga Voda passively. Meaning you don't burn a carbon, right? You don't throw a carbon into the garbage. You just don't bring the carbon. So therefore, we can only prove passive dechia. So how does that prove Mises Bezdin is docha Shabbos actively? That's an active chilul Shabbos. This should only prove that like Mises Bezdin can make docha not making kiddush. You know, passively, we won't make kiddush, so we won't have suda Shabbos or something. But how does this prove, how can a passive dechia, where you just don't do anything in avoda, be a marker for an act, to prove an active dechia of chilul Shabbos? So, Tosfos says in the end, really, he knows it's not a good Kavach Omer. And then he has to be nidchak to say, at least in his first answer, that it must be like Rabbi Tarfon, who says, really, you're allowed to make a Kavach Omer. You're allowed to make a Kavach Omer, even though it's really, you really end up proving more than you started with. So Rabbi Tarfon doesn't say, Dayo. And basically, what is Tosfos' chap? He says he says, really, you can't make a, let me introduce it, then I'll explain to us a little. Kal v'chomer from Mises Bezdin Doche Avoda to Mises Bezdin Doche Shabbos. He says, basically, really, you're right. Really, Taka, the Kashon Rashi is correct. Mises, you can't say if Mises Bezdin is Docha Avoda, then Mises Bezdin is Docha Shabbos, because Mises Bezdin is only Docha Avoda if you haven't started the Avoda yet. And so how can you prove that Mises Bezdin is Docha Shabbos even though you've started Shabbos already? It says, but there's no problem, because Tosa already had this problem. He already knew you couldn't make a Kavach Omer from Mises Bezdin Docha Avoda to Mises Bezdin Docha Shabbos. Because Mises Bezdin only Docha Avoda passively, so how can we Docha Shabbos actively? So Tosas basically said that, no problem. He says, you can just give Tosas' answer. Tosas already explained that really, what's Tosas' chap? I'm going to say it over in slightly different words. Tosas' chap is that really you're not working off the fact that just like you said, Docha Avoda, so it's Docha Shabbos. Really, Tosfos already explained that we learn from Avoda Docha Shabbos that Mises Bezdin is Docha Shabbos. If Avoda is Docha Shabbos, then Mises Bezdin Docha Shabbos, that's valid. Avoda is Docha Shabbos actively, Mises Bezdin Docha Shabbos actively. Avoda is Docha Shabbos even though Shabbos already started. Mises Bezdin is Docha Shabbos even though Shabbos already started. And, what is What is Ritzicha doing there? What is it?
We just have to prove that really for a vote to Dovah Shabbos is better than Dovah Shabbos.
So why? Because Mises Bez is more chomer than Ritzicha.
Because Mises Bez is more chomer than Avoda. Mises Bez is more chomer than Avoda.
Isn't this the rule of Dayo?
The rule of Dayo says that even though Mises Bez is more chomer than Avoda, and then you can make, if Mises Bez is more chomer than Avoda, if Avoda is Dovah Shabbos, Mises Bez is Dovah Shabbos.
What about Dayo? Mises Bez is only Dovah if you haven't started yet. The answer is we hold like Rav Tarfon. Either we hold like Rav Tarfon, who doesn't say Dayo, right? Or he says no. Everyone admits that that in this case, everyone admits to take Kal Vachomer because Mises Bezdin is in every way more chomer than Avoda. Mises Bezdin is in every way more chomer than Avoda. So he says, basically, you're allowed to say Avoda is Dochah Shabbos, Mises Bezdin is Dochah Shabbos because Mises Bezdin beats Avoda. And even though, like this way the Kal Vachomer doesn't work, this way it does, and either we call it Rav Tarfon's whole sheet is that as long as the Kal Vachomer works one way, that's good enough. You don't say die, you don't say ah, but it doesn't work the other way. Or he says that maybe even the Chacham Ramod in this case, because there is because there's no Pircha, because in every way Ritzicha is Mises Bez, meaning Mises Bez is more Chomer than Avoda. So the Aruch HaNer says, Tanya, you're right, the Kal Vachomer shouldn't work, but Tosfos already answered that if you look at it from the other direction, it does work. And either we hold a Tarfon looks at it from the other direction, right? That's the Tarfon's whole Shita, right? That Keren Birshus Ha Nizak pays Nezek Shalim. Why? Because if Shein Varegel Birshus Ha Nizak pays Nezek Shalim, and Keren is worse than Shein, it's more common than Shein Varegel because you have to pay Birshus Ha Rabim, then for sure Keren pays Nezek Shalim. Birshus Ha Nizak, oh, if you look at it the other way, then it's not going to work. Say, well, Birshus Ha Rabim, Keren pays Chatzi Nezek, and we know Birshus Ha Nizek is more chomer, so you should pay at least Chatzi Nezek. Doesn't matter. The Tarfon says you can look at it one way, and you don't have to worry about the Dayo. So, or even the Chacham admit here, because over there is no objective fact that Shein Varegel is worse, was more chomer, or Keren is more chomer. Here, objectively, Mises Bez is more chomer. Okay, so he takes care of it with a technical answer. So you saw three ways in the end. We have three ways of understanding this whole din. That God was bath, but Avodah B'Yadah was kolate. The Rambam said that we did our miklat, it's only kolate shogeg against the Gemara Yoma. The Rav says, no, taka is kolate. But not because the Avodah is important. Because the God was bath is a sanctuary, and the Avodah is only a t'nai for validly being on the God was bath. And the Aruch HaNer says, no, kipshuto, that's what the Rashi and Yoma sounds like, the Aruch HaNer. Rashi and Yoma sound like, no, really, Ritzifah Natoch Avodah if you're in the middle. He says, and Hitzlav Avodah inu mafsik, elamash lam adaso. No, really. Ritzicha is not Doch Avodah if you're already in the middle. Oh, then it ruins our sugya. So he ends up with Tosfos that no, you can get this whole, you could use the whole example of a retire phone to explain how, even though it seems like it would ruin the Kal Vachomer, it really doesn't. Yeah?
Yosef are actually not what you said, Numa. Assuming that's just a din in Me'alum Yisbeach.
Yeah, the rub.
Yeah, but no, it's not because it's Yisbeach. Sometimes it's Doch and everyone sees it's Mohammed. Doesn't have to be always
Doha. Ah, yeah, but that's already within the... what do you mean sometimes Doha? The sometimes if you didn't start with. So that should prove there's Doha Shabbos if you didn't start Shabbos yet, but here you have started. So you have to go into the Aruch HaNer and say, no, this proves that objectively, if you haven't started either one of them, Avodah, Ritzicha's Doha, Avodah, but just say sometimes Doha, I'm not sure that would help because sometimes the other one's Doha it.
But it's not Doha, it's not that...
Are you sure? Like if you're already in the middle, that's what you are. What you want to say is that we still see it's more chomer. This is still based on the second answer of Tosos. You should realize that Ritzicha is more chomer than Avoda. So Ritzicha is docha than Avoda. Avoda is never docha than Ritzicha. You just have to wait a few minutes. So that is definitely possible. But then again, that would have to be within the second answer of Tosos that you're not learning from Mises Bezin docha Avoda and Mises Bezin docha Shabbos. Rather, you're learning from Avoda docha Shabbos Mises Bezin docha Shabbos. You're just allowed to say Mises Bezdin is at least as good as Avoda, and then you're either avoiding Daya or have some reason why even the Chum would be Moda. Okay, that is Tosfos Masechta Ma'avoda. Again, I sort of ran through the Tosfos, but I'm sure everyone work that out on their own. The second interesting Indian here is brought up by Tosfos and Rashi, Shenem Rami Yimizbechi. Tosfos has a bomb kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ve'imizbechi tikechenu lamlos, meaning that Ritzicha is docha avoda. Like, you revatal avoda that you could have done because of the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about here Mises Bezdin, a Kohen who was a Rutseach, who was Horig B'mezid. So, what's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is, what do you have here? Here you have the Kohen Sheharag B'mezid, you know, about to do Avoda, versus the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin. So Mises Bezdin beats the Avoda. What's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha, what do you mean Mises Bezdin beats the Avoda? What Avoda? Because, what's Tosfos Kasha? What Avoda? Right. Imagine, let's say you had a czar who wanted to do Avoda, and you say, no, Mrs. Bezdin, take him away. Would that be Mrs. Bezdin beating Avoda? No, he can't do Avoda anyway. You know, let's say you had a Kohen without begotten who wanted to do Avoda. That would be beating, let's say you had, Shtruya Yayin, or a Puri Rosh, or an Orel who wants to do Avoda. That's not being Doka Avoda, he can't do Avoda anyway. So Tosfos Kasha is, but he's pasul lavoda anyway, right? How do we know he's pasul lavoda anyway? Because the Gemara in Brachta Fon Beis says, Tosfos Shnemar in Zochiva Filu im Ein Shom Koyin Acher Roy Lavoda Shavoda Nitches. Right? If you im Tomer, the Dilma Hazan Lamishim Tzicha Dachy Avoda Mishum the Gaver who Lo Chazi. Maybe he just with nothing with Docha Avoda. The Gaver is pasul. There's no Avoda anyway. It's just being Docha a pretend Avoda. Right? And Pasuk says in Yeshaya, right, that Hashem rejects everything we bring him because our hands are full of blood, because of murder. And the Gemara applies that, makes that a specific application. The Gemara, Pasuk and Yeshaya don't specifically say they're talking about a Kohen. The Gemara says, no, this means a Kohen can't tochen if he ad hayom hazeh, that's the halacha. Right, if a Kohen's a murderer, then he's not allowed to dochen. Even though if he does other avirus, he's allowed to dochen. But if he's a murderer, he is not allowed to dochen, because it says yidechem dam merleu. The kolshkin avoda, if he's possible from dochening, then kolshkin he's possible from avoda, because obviously avoda is more chomer than dochening. Right, there are many, many things that possible from avoda. Right, so if he's possible from dochening, kal v'chomer he's possible from avoda. So that's the kasha. Kasha is he's possible from kahuna. Anyway, so what's the happening of doing Avoda? Tosfos has two answers. What are Tosfos' two answers? Either, what does he mean by just a chomer? How would you translate into our regular halachic discourse? Exactly. She says, what are you talking about? He says, obviously, and he goes back to Rashi Shita, right? He says, obviously he's not machal Avoda. Obviously he's allowed to do Avoda. Haraya, again, according to Rashi, not the Rama, me'im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi. Right, that if in the middle of doing avoda, we let him finish. So obviously he's kosher avoda. So says Tosfos, obviously he is kosher avoda. V'lo yisas kap of chomer b'yamo. So Tosfos' answer is basically we have seem to have three deos about this. Right, number one, Tosfos' first answer. He says, it's only a psal derabanan. Yeah, and a chanami, there's a psal of Kohen Chargis and Nefesh, but that's what Pasuk and Yeshaya. It's only a psal. It's only psal derabanan. It doesn't say in the Chumash. Since it's only psal derabanan, therefore it doesn't affect the way we darshan the psukim, because we're darshan psukim on the Doraisa level.
When does he become psal from Dochning?
When he kills someone?
The moment he kills, the moment he goes to Beis Din, or...
No, the moment he kills someone, because the Lechor, the Pasuk Yeshaya, wasn't talking about people who were convicted in Beis Din, it was just talking about people who were very evil.
Even if he was Peshoge, it didn't matter.
That's a little controversial, but it could be even Peshoge. We'll come back to that in a moment. There's a lot of tshuvas about this nowadays in the post-Gim. What?
Kohanim
in the army, Kohanim... who kill people in car accidents. I mean, there aren't so many tshuvas about, like, Kohanim who are mafiosos who go and, like, kill their, rivals, whatever. So I guess, What?
There are not so many, or
there are not? I have not found any about that. Because, you know, whatever, look, that's not the kind of thing someone usually, you know, would admit to anyway, and probably these people aren't asking so many shaylas and whatever, although you never know. But there's tons of shaylas about Kohanim in the army, in the old days Kohanim in the army as well, meaning Kohanim in foreign armies, about Kohanim who killed people in car accidents, lo aleinu. You know, these things often happen that even good people, you know, end up killing for one reason or another. Not to mention that there are actual murderers out there. You know, I'm sure there's, you know, plenty of murderers who, you know, find religion in prison. I know in America, all the murderers find religion, not our religion, all the prime religion in prison. I don't know in Israel if the murderers also find religion in prison. And I think here also.
Isn't that gaff?
Yeah. In general, everyone finds religion in prison. I'm not sure why. Like, if people just are normal people and they go to work every morning, they don't always find religion. When they're in prison, they always find religion. It's very interesting. It could just be because they have, like, a lot of time to think about the meaning of life because they're stuck in prison. So they end up finding religion. Most people are very distracted by all the other exciting things to do. When you put someone in prison, they have nothing to do but sit all day and, you know, think about, like, why am I actually here in the first place? So maybe it's more likely they'll find religion.
In America, they stuff prisons full of spirituality books.
Oh, yeah, okay. But anyway, so, there, I'm sure there must be some guy who's in the mafia, whatever, who, you know, went and asked Shiloh, but I haven't seen that in Ramavadya. I've only seen the army and the car accidents and things like that.
You know, Ramavadya is speaking about war in general, or negative agoyim. But there are accidents in the army too.
There are accidents in the army too, correct?
The guy doesn't really deal.
Correct, there are accidents in the army too. And then he mentioned they have to talk about one of the old wars, right? This was the old Shiloh, you know, in World War I, you know, in World War II there probably weren't Jews on both sides. But in World War I, there were equal amounts of Jews on the other side. None of the Jews could care less who won World War I, to the best of my knowledge. But whatever, wherever you were, they drafted you into the army.
About those books.
Yeah. So my great-grandfather told me that he and his friends got drafted into the Austrian side. And I guess that was the other side for those from America in World War I. He said in his chevra, they risked their lives. But they all used to, when they went to the front, shoot in the air instead of shooting at the enemy soldiers because they didn't want to hit a Yid on the other side. Right, Kefir has a famous story about someone. Who was the story about? His someone who, like, shot the other side in World War I and heard the other guy shout Shema Yisrael as he was dying and was very traumatized by it. So whatever, so this is this is an interesting question. It's also, I don't know exactly the politics, but Sternbach back from his South Africa days has a big tshuva about a policeman who, very fascinating, a policeman who shot, I don't know how many, but a black person back in old South Africa, and that was an interesting question exactly, you know, was there a good reason for it or not? Meaning, you know, the horror, it's a big difference if the policeman is shooting some criminal who's, you know, a menace to society, or if it's just because we're prejudiced against black people, which, you know, I think they were in those days. In South Africa. So I don't remember what the Hechitensi was, but he actually makes a chiluk in his tshuva between just like shooting black people because we're prejudiced and actually, you know, trying to be metak in society and keep law and order. But anyway, getting back to, before we get to all the details, Tosa says, this is all psul d'rabbanan in the first place, minat Torah, you can murder as many people, I mean, you can't, but if you did murder as many people as you want, you can still totally kosher for all privileges of kahuna. And therefore, it doesn't affect our sugya. The second answer of Tosfos is more interesting. He says, "V'yish lomar, chumar bialmahu." The ode davka, and he makes a good point because it's only from pasuk in Yeshaya. The ode davka, he says, kappa. Yeah.
So just back to the first answer. Is he assuming it's also the derabbanan and the pasuk of Avoda?
L'chora he is. It sounds like he is because he hasn't backtracked from the kolshe ken l'avoda. So it sounds like it's a general psul for Avoda. It's a general psul for everything, but only Rabbanan. The ode, Dav Galoisi says Kapov. Second answer is that, no, maybe it is a psul d'oraisa, but it's a psul l'nsias kapayim, but he's kosher l'avoda. That therefore, our sugya is going to avoda. He's talking about l'nsias kapayim, but he's kosher for avoda, and that's what he says. Yo, Don Police, that's Kappa. Right? Now, here is a, here, Tosin has to defend himself. What do you mean, Da Police is Kappa? What do you mean, Da Police is Kappa? Everyone knows, Kolshkin level, everyone knows our vote is more chumer than the Sias Kapayim. Everyone knows there's only a couple of psulim for the Sias Kapayim. There's a trillion psulim for Avoda. Everyone knows more machrim psulim Avoda than the Sias Kapayim. The Gemara discusses when it discusses Avoda Zara. The Gemara is very, very clear that it's a more, many more people are puzzled for Avoda than for the Sias Kapayim. Avoda is much more chumer. So, what's the smarter that should be puzzled in the Sias Kapayim and not for Avoda? So Tosa says, he has a deep in the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk says it first, chem kapichem. It's a nice deep in the Pasuk. But still, if you look at the context there, right before that it says, Hashem says, oh, I hate your perbumps, and you're a vote in the base of Mikdash. So it's like, not someone thinking of Sukkah, Hashem just said, you know, right, I don't want your avoda, and I don't want you to stick out your hands in tefillah, because your hands are full of damim. So that, even though this Pasuk, he talks about first, chem kapichem, but, you know, which is what they do when they dochen. But it's not so pasha. Tosin needs to go with a better svara. So he says, Dafli sees kapo lefisha hargo biyado v'in kategor nasis aneger. Right, Tosin says, the svara is not. What would we have thought the svara was? Why would we have thought a kohen shahar givanefesh is pasha? Because there's a psul gabber, because they're rishos. We would have thought the psul was rishos. What do you mean someone at such a level of rishos should be able to do avoda? Should for sure be puzzled.
Not wishes, because it couldn't be shogeg also.
Well, we don't know yet.
No, we don't know yet. So it could be not because it's vicious, but because of the severity of the crime. This is the ultimate.
Okay. Okay, good. Because of rishus, because the Aveira. But Tos says, no, that's not true. Because it was just to the objective Aveira, then you would have said, Kal Bachomer, or rather, Kol Shekain for avoda. So rather, what does Tosfos have to say? That it's not. Tosfos has to say, no, what's the svara? The svara is not what we would have thought, that it's rishus. Rather, the svara is ein kategor naseh sanegor. Ah, why is ein kategor meaning? Obviously, these things are for, you know, are bracha, or for shalom, or for chayim, etc. So, someone who killed, Inka Tegur Nasa Sanegur, Tosa says, but why do we say Inka Tegur Nasa Sanegur for avoda? Right? Why is the Inka Tegur Nasa Sanegur for Birkas Kohanim, not for avoda? Tosa says, because Birkas Kohanim is with your hands, and your hands are dam maleu, your hands are what kill. Right? So, therefore, because the Yadayim. Now, here, this becomes not so poshut, right? Tosfos is obviously getting into a lumdus here, right? What does Tosfos say? Ein kategor nasa sanegor. The truth is, I could have said differently. I could have taken a different direction. I could have said that, look, karbanos are, everyone knows karbanos bring shalom to the olam, right? That's why Rashi quotes on Chumash, right? And it's not kedai that the makatzer should be manif, the makatzer on the marich of chayim. So all karbanos lost to shalom ba'olam. But fundamentally, karbanos are benam lamakar and benam lachamiro. Benam lachamiro. Fundamentally, karbanos are being over Hashem. You don't want to say for Hashem in the, you know, overly simplistic sense of the word, because we're not like pagans, but so we don't really know what any of this means. But in some sense, you know, even though obviously philosophically God doesn't need our karbanos, but nonetheless we're doing it for Hashem, right? That's very clear. And it also brings shalom in the olam, but we're doing it for Hashem. Birkas kohanim, you know, we're not fundamentally serving. Obviously, olam was serving Hashem, but the point isn't to avoda for Hashem. The point of birkas kohanim is to be mevarich your chaverim, right? Is mevarich sam yisrael biava. Point of Birkas Kohanim is ava bin al chaveru. So you could have said without Tosos that why is there ein kategor nasa sanegor davka for Birkas Kohanim? Why is the ein kategor nasa sanegor davka for Birkas Kohanim? I might have said, I'll put in parentheses because I can't if anyone does say it, because it's been on Lachaveiro. Karbonos are for Hashem, so Taker, your hands killed people, but they never worshipped idols.
So therefore, it's not a problem. Inka tegra nasa sedegra freshem. As opposed to Brigas Kohanim, where you're trying to bring a bracha and love people. There, if you kill people, how can you, Inka tegra nasa sedegra? Or how can a guy who kills people be someone who loves people and gives them a bracha of shalom and chayim? So that's what I might have said, but that's not what Tosa says. Okay, fair enough. In any case, that's not what Tosus. What does Tosus say? What Tosus says, so I'll just leave that as a theory. I theoretically might have said that. But what Tosus says is because Birkas Kohanim is with Yodayim. After all, he's been dying from the pasuk first, Ken Kapichem. Even though, again, a simple shot in the pasuk is not necessarily from Birkas Kohanim. In the old days, everyone used to daven with their hands out. But, obviously, Birkas Kohanim is Bechal Mini the Pasuk, because Al Darsh then is talking about the specific kind of davening we call Birkas Kohanim, which is the Dina of the Dubin Priestess Kapayim. So it's davened with Yodayim. Now, this, I think the Oracle Nerds and Hedger already asked this. The question is obvious. What do you mean, Inka Tegra Nasas Neger, Dafka Birkas Kohanim, could use Yodayim? After all, Avodah is also Yodayim. What if you do Avodah with your elbow or your leg or your wiggle your ear? Then it's puzzle. Even if you do Avodah with small, it's puzzle, right? There's a din of Yodayim Avodah. So just like you see, Kapayim needs Yodayim, Avodah needs Yodayim. So what's the difference? Why is there Inka Tegra Nasas Neger by Birkas Kohanim? And not by Avodah. Avodah is also Yodayim as Ma'akev. So, what do you have to say?
The hands themselves are part of the Avodah. It's used to do the Avodah.
Right? In Avodah, your hands are used to do the Avodah. But your hands aren't the Avodah. Your hands are just the Tanai. Your hands are not the Avodah itself. That's Pashut. You're not being makriv of your hands. You just have to use your hands to do the Avodah. But in Nesias Kapayim, what do you have to say? Saying that the hands are not a Tanai in Nesias Kapayim. The hands are the actual Chetza, or Birkas Kohanim. The hands are the actual Bracha. Oh, why would the hands be the Bracha? Isn't it Bracha Shem Yishmerech the Bracha? Why would the hands be the Bracha? Because what do we say? What? What do we say about the Kohen's hands? The Shechina shore on their hands, right? Never said about Avodah, the Shechina shore on the Mizbeach, and there's Kedushin of the Karban. Your hands are used to bring the Karban. It's a Tanai B'Alma. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah B'Alma. But over here, maybe your hands are the... You wouldn't say your hands are the bracha, and you don't need to say the words, obviously, but your hands are an actual 50% part of the bracha, because your hands aren't just the Tanai. You have to give the bracha and put your hands in a certain way to show how you mean it. No, the hands themselves cause the bracha to happen. This, I think, gets into a machlokis achronim that's quoted in the Kaf HaChayim, right? Any Sephardim? All right, so we're familiar with the Kaf HaChayim. The Kaf HaChayim is like the Sephardi equivalent to the Mishnah Berurah. He has the Shulchan Aruch on top, and he goes through also, at least the Or HaChayim part, in great detail, just like the Mishnah Berurah does, and he brings down what all the achronim say on the bottom. Okay, he's a little different in that. The Kaf HaChayim does more quoting Achronim and less like putting them together in his own words. But it's basically the closest book we have to the Mishnah Berurah. And it's, it doesn't also only bring down Sfardim, although obviously he's trying to pass him for Sfardim. The Kaf HaChayim quotes a machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Sefer Paneach Raza. Anyone familiar with the Sefer Paneach Raza? What's the Paneach Raza? Okay, so I guess he must be Sephardi. So, what does Shulchan Aruch HaRav say? Interesting question. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, "Ludiver kol mevarchim kodem sheyisu v'yifrasu kapeihem." Says, what do you have to make the bracha? All mitzvahs, you mevarch aleihem over lasiyasas. He said, you have to make the bracha before you pick up your hands. Any kohanim here? Do you make the bracha before you pick up your hands?
Usually your hands up, but you don't turn around actually.
Okay, but you don't do what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says you have to get the bracha before you pick up your hands. Why? Shenesias kapayim ikar mitzvah. Because picking up your hands is not a tanai, it's not a hechsher. Picking up your hands is the ikar mitzvah. The chol ha-mitzvahs marglim over lasiyasan. So, but, says the Kaf HaChayim, b'shulchan aruch ha-tanya apostol shlo yisku hanim deyem al-achar brach nishu over lasiyasan. We'll say panayach roza, parshat noso b'hagah kosav.
No. She'ain't Ikra Mitzvah Kabracha. The hands aren't the Ikra Mitzvah. The hands are Tanai. The Ikra Mitzvah is saying the words of the Bracha. Fabi Shabra Velasiyasan. And of course you make the Bracha after you pick up your hands. Because your hands aren't the Mitzvah. That's a Tanai. The words of the Mitzvah. And we knock on the crown, then he brings the Deach, Suyi Deicham Kodesh, Vacharka Chubaruch Les Hashem. Lachem Yishlisa Kapi. No, first you have to pick up your hands and then say the Bracha. So therefore, then what's the Machlokas? Between the Paneach Raz and the Shofanach Harav, I know, their machlokas is, should you say the bracha before you pick up your hands or afterwards? But they explain the law that's behind it. Shofanach Harav thinks that picking up your hands is the Ikar Mitzvah, and the Paneach Raz says, no, picking up your hands is the Tanai. Saying the words is the Ikar Mitzvah. So that's exactly this Tosos, I think, has to hold like the Shofanach Harav against the Paneach Raza from Tosos, we see, he holds like the Shofan of Harav against the Paneach Raza. He obviously holds, why does he think that Yadayim are part of Birkas Kohanim but not part of Avoda? So he holds like the Paneach Raza. Yadayim are not just the Tanai in Din Birkas Kohanim. Yadayim are the increments of Birkas Kohanim because that's where the Shechina is. It's not just, oh, you have to say the words while your hands are up. No, your hands being up brings the Shechina down. And that's the increments for the increments. What's the Bracha? The Ikrimitz is a Sama Shmiel B'nai Yisrael. How are they Sama Shmiel B'nai Yisrael? By having the Shekhinah in their hands connected to the Jewish people. As opposed to the Paneach Raza would never agree with this. He says, no, saying the words of the Ikrimitzvah. The hands that Tanai B'Alma. In which case, there's no difference between a vote in Birkas Kohanim and he'd be against this Tosa. So I think there's a fundamental Hakir at Birkas Kohanim. Right? You have to know this. Right? When you get up to Birkas Kohanim, you have to know the lungs is what you're doing. Are the mitzvah to say the bracha, but the tzura of saying the bracha is with their hands up? Or no, the mitzvah is to put your hands up and have the Shechina and say the bracha. That's a machlokes in the Paneach Raza and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And the Nafgamina is, besides going to say the bracha, is this, it seems to me that we're against this day in Tosfos L'maisa then, is this day in Tosfos, you can only say this is a special in Kategronasa Sanedor of your hands and Birkas Kohanim, if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's the Ikar Mitzvah and not just a Tanai, because if it's a Tanai, then it's a Tanai by Avodah also. That's one important Hakir in Birkas Kohanim. Yantif.
And if
Reza
would let Kohen do it if he lost his hands?
No, so it still might be a Tanai. If you're an Avoda, you can't do a vote if you lose your hands. It's still a Tanai. But it's still a Tanai. But he would say it's a Tanai. It's not the mitzvah itself. But he still admits the Tanai. I don't think anyone would run Dukhan without hands, to the best of my knowledge. Now, okay, so that's an important point that comes out in the second answer in Tosfos. I also wanted to point out that there's a very, very, very famous Zohar. Let's see how other people fit in to the Tosfos. Yeah, sorry, Zev.
Just wondering about the Sanegor to this scenario. Doesn't the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah say that it's Dafka for mitzvahs that are Bifnim?
Ah, excellent question. All the Akronim asked that question, and there's one very good answer to it. All they're going to ask the question, we're in Sanhedrin, right? In Rosh Hashanah, everyone learns they go in Rosh Hashanah during Elazman or something, that there's that Ain't Kategor Nasa Sinegor, you can have gold, right? But you're allowed to have gold in the, in the big day Zahav. Oh, that's not Bifnim. Only Bifnim is a problem, Kategor Nasa Sinegor. And then they add, only if you're misnah with it. Basically, it's very limited in Kategor Nasa Sinegor, only Bifnim. So, the Achronim answer, the Okotis and the Chidah, I think, is the first one to answer this, gives a great answer. It says, no. What's the difference between the Inkategor Nasik Sanegor of gold, or the words of cow horns, and the Inkategor Nasik Sanegor in Argamara? It's the obvious difference.
One is like reminding you of something.
Exactly! I'm not bringing the gold to the Egel! It's just gold that's like the gold of the Egel! I'm not bringing the horn to the Egel for Shofar's stuff. That's just the same species. It reminds you. A reminder, it's only probably Inkategor Nasik Sanegor Bifnim. Not Bachutz. But over here, it's not just a reminder. It's the actual same guy. So the Chidah says, from here we prove, there's two Madregos of Enkategor Nasa Senegar. There's Tvei Dinim. If he was a Brisker, you would have said, there's Tvei Dinim of Enkategor Nasa Senegar. When it's just the same species, a reminder, that's only Usher B'Fnim. But when it's the exact same Chetza, then even Bachutz. I think that's a very reasonable answer.
Give a different answer. We say that our tefillah is like Bifnim, so we say like what? But shofar, our tefillah is directly.
Maybe say just like shofar, since Lahalos Ikaron is like Lifnim, so too Birkas Kohanim is like Lifnim. Maybe you could say Birkas Kohanim is like Lifnim. It's hard to tell what's like Lifnim. I admit.
Like tefillah, which we're trying to direct.
Correct. Maybe tefillah is like lefin, because even though tefillah is, we know, is not as chomer as avoda, but in some ways tefillah, right, is deeper than avoda. So that's definitely possible.
It's
I agree.
It's supposed to be connected. It's supposed to be directed to that place. That's wherever you are, it's supposed to be facing specifically towards the Kodesh HaKodashim.
Well, not when you're duchen. Okay, now, what does the Rambam hold? Like the first answer of Tosfos or the second answer? How does the Rambam hold?
First.
The first answer? How do you know?
He doesn't count Shabbos time as absorbed by the Bible.
That's the first answer or the second answer? What?
Second answer.
Right. The Rambam, I think, is mukhrach, he holds like the second answer of Tosfos. Because in Hilchos Tefillah Nesi'as Kapayim, he quotes Kodesh Ari LeNefesh, the Psulim Nesi'as Kapayim, and he lists all the Psulim in Hilchos Bias Mikdash for Avodah, and doesn't list Horgas HaNefesh. And it's not like you could deal from Gabar to mention, like the Rambam says, here's all the Psulim. So obviously the Rambam holds like the second day of Tosfos that it's only a Psul for Nesi'as Kapayim, and it's not a Psul for Avodah. This question, was Psul for Avodah or not, Tosfos Yom Tov points out is, the machlokas between these two deos is two gersos in the Mishnah in Bechoros. Because the Mishnah in Bechoros, Daf Chavah HaBeis, says, hold on a second. No, that's not what I meant at all. I meant the Mishnah in Bechoros, Daf Memhei HaBeis, says, Eilu Shira Ba'adam Psulim Bebehema. These are Psulim of a Behema to be Nikra, but Kutcher the Kohanim. Also, yes, but no. Trefa, Yotzi Dofen, Vish, and Ebner, and Vera. Shehem is Adam. The Mishnah says, Hariga is a psul in Behemos, right? Behemos, Shehem is Adam, is Pasul Akraba, but it's not a psul in Kohanim. So the Mishnah, Bechoros, seems to say, Behedya, that Hariga does not Pasul Kohanim for Avodah. However, if you look in the footnote here, it says, Nuschos Achiras Lo Garsi V'Ayin Be Tosis Yontif Vitzom Kachim. They point out there's two Gerses in the Mishnah in Bechoros. One Gersa has Shehemus Sa'adam, and one Gersa doesn't have Shehemus Sa'adam. Basically, one Gersa says, yeah, even though the animal's possible, the coin's kosher. The other Gersa now says, that's a soul that applies equally to animals and people. So it's basically two Gersos in the Mishnah in Bechoros, whether Kohen Shehemus Sa'adam is kosher Avoda or possible Avoda, which is the machlokas between the two deus in Tosos. The first deus says, he's possible for everything, but it's Rabbanan, so it doesn't bother us. So yeah, second day in Tosos says, no, he's kosher Avoda, like the Gersa that's printed. If you ignore the parentheses, if you don't take out the parentheses, in our Shas and Mishnayos. Okay, so there's two Gersos. There is a third opinion here, which is the Zohar. The Zohar says, everyone knows the famous question, right? What's the most famous question in the beginning of Pinchas? What doesn't make sense? Right? Fourth grade, what doesn't make sense at the beginning of Pinchas?
Who's Shalom? He was a Kohen.
Right, how can Hashem give him kahuna? He was Aaron's grandson. He's already a Kohen. Right? So, the Zohar famously answers, right? The Zohar asks this question. Right? He was always a Kohen. Elav, Mayu, Kim, the Tachshu, Kim, the Kab, the Mas, Begin, Uv, the Dover, of Akun, Tamad, Lohav, Akodem. Tochazi, call coin the kotel nafesh pasul kahuna to liyalma. Any coin who's horeg is loses kahuna forever. Davade pasul how darga delay legabe. Upinchas min dina pasul gana. That's how the Zohar solves the problem. It's not what Rashi says. The Zohar says that he lost his kahuna because anyone who tells someone loses their kahuna. Min dina pasul gana hava. Again, the kundalik kuchibrechu answers lachas likuna almen leiv lo yavasu l'dari darin. But because of what he did, Hashem had to give him kahuna as a gift, as a chasa, as a matnas chinam for the dori doros. Right? So it says, really, Medina, he lost his kahuna. He just got it back as a special gift from Hashem because of the special gzeres kasev. So does the Zohar hold like the first answer of Tosus or the second answer of Tosus? Trick question. Neither, right? First answer to Tosfos says only Psul Drabanan. If it's a Psul Drabanan, then it doesn't explain the time of the Chumash, right? In the Chumash, Pinchas lost his kahuna before the Rabbanan came around. So obviously, he doesn't hold Psul Drabanan, and he doesn't like the second day. Tosfos says only Psul of Nesi'as Kapayim, but it doesn't take away your kahuna. The Zohar says explicitly it possibles your entire kahuna. So the Zohar doesn't hold like either Deah. of the Zohar doesn't hold like either day of Tosfos. So the Zohar says neither answer is right. How does the Zohar answer up our Gemara? Another trick question. This Zohar doesn't have to answer up our Gemara, right? Mishonim and Achronim have to answer up our Gemara. The Zohar is not bound to the Gemara. You can make a, you can find in books a list of, you know, 100 places where the Zohar argues on the Bavli, right? The Zohar doesn't have to agree with our Gemara. So the answer is neither answer is right, and the Zohar would argue on our Gemara. That's fine. The Zohar would argue on our Gemara. The truth is that it's not so crazy because Meila it's a machlokes tanam in zvachim. There's a machlokes tanam in zvachim. Anyone remember who talked there? It was like, I think, from Nechemya versus the Chachamim about what's pshat in the beginning of Pinchas. The machlokes tanam. Whether Pinchas. What does Rashi say? Who remembers Rashi from Mamre Sedra? What does Rashi answer? That why did he need kahuna? Wasn't he already Aaron's grandson? It's only Aaron and his sons who were anointed, and whoever, whatever kids they would have after, right? The Mashiach gave him Kedush Kahuna. Any kids they had later were born from someone with Kedush Kahuna, so they got Kedush Kahuna. But Pinchas was the one guy, I mean, maybe there were others, but the one guy we know of, who was alive at the time and didn't get Mashiach. Therefore, he was born from someone who wasn't a Kohen yet, and he never became a Kohen. So Pinchas slipped through the cracks and was never a Kohen. And that's why Hashem needed to give him kahuna. This is machlokes tanaim in Zvachim daf kuf aleph. The Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that v'alo Pinchas ha'imahim. They say it couldn't have been that they burned the sarchatas because of aninos, because Pinchas wasn't a known name, right? Pinchas only lost an uncle. No avails for an uncle, and therefore he could have eaten it. And what does Rabbi Nechemi say back to them? Rabbi Nechemi say back to them, no, Pinchas wasn't a Kohen yet in Parsha Shmini. He didn't become a Kohen until after, till later. So the Machlok said, not whether Pinchas was a Kohen the whole time or not. The Zohar holds like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Zohar would hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that Pinchas was a Kohen the whole time. And he lost it and had to get it back. And and our Sugya, and Tosos would hold, like Rabbi Nechemia, that Pinchas wasn't a Kohen yet. So it's no, it's really no problem. The Zohar holds, like Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, in Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph, that Pinchas had his kahuna, lost it, and got it back. And our Gemara would hold, like Rabbi Nechemia, that Pinchas never had his kahuna yet, because he, like Rashi says, okay, no problem. So we have three deos. The Zohar takes the psul of Hariga very seriously against our Gemara. Then our Gemara wouldn't fit, which is fine. The Zohar holds like one tana. And, you know, the Zohar Dafka holds like Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Zohar should hold like Rav Shimon. He would be bad if it was the other way. But it's a Zohar supposed to hold like Rav Shimon. So, the Zohar is Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says he was always a Kohen. Then he lost and he got it back. And our Gemara must be Rav Nechemia. Because when they say Rav Shimon, that always means Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Stam Rav Shimon without any father means Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Shas. And our Gemara holds like Rav Nechemia that he was never a Kohen, he only got kahuna later. No problem whatsoever. Just one ha'ara I'll make here, that you can ask a very, once you get our two deos, this is not so makor, I will admit, but yesh makom to ask what's the nature of the psul of Kohen Shaharag. Es HaNefesh, is it because of the Rishos and the Aveira, right? Or is it because of Ein Kategor Naseh Sanegar? Is it absurd because this Gavra is such a bad Gavra, right? Or is it so? It's just that something which is an implement of death cannot be an implement of life. And I think the Nafkamina might be what we just discussed. Now, maybe these two deos in Tosfos. One, Solavoda. If it's because he's such a puzzle guy, he's not deserving of being a Kohen, then he should for sure be Tosalavoda, like Tosus' first answer and the Zohar. But if it's, the Zohar says, not Tosalavoda, he's Tosalavoda Kahuna Lagambre. He's an ice Kohen, he's a Cholo. But if you say it's Enka Thegonasus and Eger, then maybe you could say that he's only Tosalavoda Lin Sias Kapayim, which is Tosos' second answer, and the Rambam. If you assume that only Sias Kapayim is like, has Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar, either for this reason or that reason. Other Nafminas could possibly be, the question, this is how the Mishnah Berurah analyzes at least. You know, all these, there are many ways to analyze, but the Hagos Rios brings a big machlokas. This is a big machlokas out of Yom HaZeh, right? Between Pardo and me, right? What if the guy did tshuva, right? Again, the guy in jail, right? The guy was a mafioso. He had the good spiritual fortune, the bad, I guess, physical fortune, but the good spiritual fortune to be thrown in jail. And then he found religion in jail because he, you know, he was a little mitutak from all the glittering temptations of Olam Hazeh. So he found religion, and now he did tshuva. He is honest to goodness, Baal tshuva, through and through. Tohu kevoro. Now, can he dochen? So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, what does the Rambam say?
He says yes.
What?
I guess he says yes.
Okay, you guess wrong. That's why you shouldn't jump to conclusions, because you might fall into the abyss. The Rambam says, he couldn't be clearer if he tried, if he like flashed neon lights. Kohen Sharg is a nefesh afal pisha asa tshuva lo yisa eskapov. That's pretty clear. Afal pisha asa tshuva. Tshuva does not help. That goes from Emunio Springs, osa aleph, I think. Yeah. Kasev Rav Yah, no, the help of Mephorsim Larog, Mephorsim Shemor Lekach. No, it's only puzzle if he's like a famous murderer who's like about to murder all the time. And likewise, wrote King of Ruin Simchad, why are you a murderer? Only if he's still a murderer, if he's still a mummer leritzicha. Right? So the Rav Yah and Ruin Simchad, Eshkenazi, we shouldn't say, no, if he does true, he's okay. It's only if he's right now still a murderer. And what's the Rai? The Green Rai from Yerushalmi says, Shema Tomer Ploni Kol Megala Rai Yishrov Eidam Evum Barcheini Vechuli. Then he quotes, but the Smag wrote like the Rambam. See, what's the Rai? The Yerushalmi says, Shema Tomer, this guy's Megala Rai Yishrov Eidam, and how can he bless me? The Torah says, V'somo Shalom Be'Yisrael, Vani Avarchim Hashem blesses you. Right? We're not... We're not pagans, we're not whatever, we don't think the guy blesses us. No, Vani Avarchim, Hashem blesses us. So, now, what does it say? The guy just showed me from him, it's still okay, because Hashem's blessing us. So, it's a steer, we're contrary, it's an Nefesh can't duchen, but a show from him can't duchen. So they all answer, how did the Ashkenazim answer this, not the Ashkenazim, Rav Yon Rabin of Simcha, how did they answer the steer? Here's the steer. The Bavli says, right, that he's possible. But the Yerushalmi says he's kosher. So, what is the Rav Yah? And Rabbeinu Simcha says, no problem. This is Kodem Tshuva. And this is Achar Tshuva. It's not Marumas and Lashon. They just have to be Yashiv Astira. The Bible means until he does Tshuva, he can't do it. But once he did Tshuva, he's kosher. The Rambam, though, and the Smag hold that Tshuva doesn't help. So how does the Rambam answer the Astira? Kesher Nisha points out, the Rambam answered the Astira a few halachas later. I'll tell you the Rishalmi again. You tell me how the Rambam will get out of this Rishalmi. Because the Rambam holds even Tshuva doesn't help. Shema Tomer, Kohen Zed, Megala Arayis, Shofei Dom Megala Arayis, Heyach Mevarcheini. Right? The guy doesn't say, this guy's a Shofei Dom Megala Arayis. How can we let him duchen? So what might you say? Okay, the Rambam never says he's answering up the Rishalmi. No, he just does it. And if you know the Rishalmi, you notice he answered it up. What does the Rambam say three halachas later? Kohen, Shiloh ha'yelo dog mikol elot v'r ha'mon im nisiyas kapayim. Ach v'she'en no chachlin, lak mitzos, oh, shahayo b'riyos meranin in acharav, etc. There is no sayas kapav. Where did the Rambam get b'riyos meranin in acharav? Again, it says no. That Yerushalmi means, you'll say he's a shofar dom megal arayis. Come on. Everyone who says in the Jewish speech is a shofar dom megal arayis really is. No way, or at the very least. Anyone who says national, Jewish Week, I guess, has a little better odds because they have lawyers who tell them that they have to be careful what they say. But anyone who says the National Enquirer is a show for the dumb and regular rice, anyone who says in the blogosphere is a regular rice, a show for the dumb and really is? No, the odds are it's probably only 1 out of 10 or 20 is really Megala Rice and Shofik Dumb. You can't believe everything you read on the internet. So that's the Rambam says. The Rambam says, this is a Vadai Horig, and this is Brios Miranim Afram. That Shami means, if the guy has a bad reputation, everyone says, this guy is the worst Rush in the world. No problem, Vaniya Varchein, you don't worry about it. But if the guy's mamish a murderer, that's a different story. That's how the Rambam's Miyashim Dirushalmi.
Back to what I asked earlier, if it's just based on whether he killed or not, then he knows himself at least plus level, not just whether people are going to not...
Yeah, so that's what the Mishabura quotes from all the Achronim, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this Rambam says, if there's a rumor, he's still allowed a dochen, but if there's any dos, he's not allowed a dochen, and the Mishabura quotes all the Achronim saying, but he himself knows that he murdered, then he's not allowed a dochen. Right, but this is just from our perspective, right? So, now that we have two ways of dealing with Yerushalmi, what do we have? We have a fundamental machlokas. What about Tshuva? Ad ha-gomazeh, this is a machlokas between Sfarim and Ashkenazim. The Machaber quotes from the Rambam, Afishas, so Tshuva doesn't help. And Ramah says, no, v'yesh omen, that if he does Tshuva, he's kosher. And ad ha-gomazeh, Ashkenazim assume that if he does Tshuva, he's allowed a duchen. But, right, so if you're a Kohen who wants to kill people, you should at least try to be Ashkenazic. But Sfarim assume... And even the Mishnah Brura is machmer a little. Even the Mishnah Brura is machmer a little. Says if it's b'mezid mamish, then maybe he's machmer. But at the very least, let's say it's just b'pshia. Let's say a guy in a car accident. He was talking on his cell phone while he was driving, and he killed someone. I mean, unfortunately, ho yidvar me'olam, not only me'olam, but unfortunately, ma'isim chol yom kemat. Right? A guy was texting, and he killed someone in a car accident. So the Ashkenazim would say, if he does tshuva properly, like really, to the core, then he can duchen again. Because tshuva helps, like the Rav Yarm Ben of Simcha. But the Rav Avadya says, mefurish. He says, if mamish, a guy jumped out in the street under your car, and it wasn't your fault at all, or some other guy crashed into you, and that's one thing. But if you were texting in the car, or he says, even if you were over the speed limit, he didn't say over, he said if you were speeding. It could be, if the speed limit is 100 and you're going 105, that's not what he meant. But if you're going, 140, if you're going 140, Rav Avadya says, even tshuva doesn't help. It's mamish your fault you killed somebody. Right? It's mamish your fault you killed somebody, and even tshuva doesn't help. It's like the Rambam. So halacha l'maisa, ad hayom hazeh. That is a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah seems to hint that the way to analyze this machlokes, it might be totally on the same kakir, in which case the Rambam would have to work out. What about tshuva? It's a matter of the Gavra being such a bad Gavra, then maybe he should be kosher if he did tshuva. Because now he's a tzaddik taka, ain't Gavra only b'fnei tshuva. If we assume you can do tshuva for a tzicha. Meaning tshuva gemur for a tzicha. Not so clear. But since most Rishonim say even holy mamzer, even though there's a uvdo bashetach, tshuva still works, tilchor tzicha tshuva oshu also still works. But this is the Rav Yah, Rabbeinu Simcha, and the Psak of the Ramah, Ad Hayom Hazeh. But if you assume it's Inka Tegra Nasa Sanegor, then Tshuva didn't help for the Egel, right? They did Tshuva for the Egel, it didn't help. Because it's still a Kategor even after Tshuva. And that's the opinion of the Rambam, and the Smag, and the Psak of the Mechaber. Halacha L'maisa, both sides compromise a little. Even the Ashkenazim, the Shavur says he was amazed at Gomer, then tshuva, you shouldn't rely on tshuva, you still shouldn't duchen, like it was mamash mafioso. And even the Sfardim admit, if it was an accident gomer, like you weren't speeding, like if it was like an accident that was not like, criminal negligence, that was not speeding, it was just like a total accident happened, your tire blew out on the kvish, and how are you supposed to know your tire is going to blow out, and you jump a sidewalk, and lo aleinu, someone kills someone. So even he admits, Lamaisa, even the Sfardim are making the tshuva works if it was a total accident, and even the Ashkenazim are machmir that tshuva doesn't work if it was a total mazit. But in that whole in between level, such as speeding and talking on your cell phone, ad hayom hazeh would depend if you're Ashkenazic or Sephardic.
What tshuva is there if you're not at fault at all?
What?
What are you doing tshuva for if you weren't at fault at all?
That is
That is a good question. We have to get into philosophy, which ain't come up in Maharich. It's a question: do you have to do tshuva because megalgin chov al yidei chayev or not? Or could it be you could have been more careful? I mean, you could always have been, almost always have been more careful. It's just like there's a difference that you could have been more careful and you were mamish, you were mamish criminally negligent, right? Meaning nowadays, if someone's texting and they kill someone on the road, they put you in jail. But if someone could have been more careful, then they don't put you in jail, but you should still feel very bad. Right? I think there's still a chiluk. I think in most countries, in England, they put someone in jail for killing someone while she was texting. Okay, so all good mussar for all of us. Some other nafkamina that could be totally on this is, interesting question, what about hariga lishma? Right, like Pinchas. Pinchas Taka, he was doing it lishma, right? It's kind of on Pogimo. What about Pinchas? So interestingly, the Zohar says, min hadin, Pinchas was puzzled. The Chedushi Arim explains, what did he mean by that? That really, if he had just been Kanan Pogimo, he would have been puzzled. Since he was Otzer the Magefa, the Zchus of being Otzer the Magefa, Hashem went and was Machshir him again. But just Kanan Pogimo would still make him puzzled. This is the Chedushi Arim explaining the Zohar. He says, what do you mean? If he's puzzled, if Ben Adin is puzzled, why should Hashem be nice to him? So he said, just the Kanos would have puzzled him. But the fact is, Otzer Magefa made up for it, and therefore Hashem can make a special Xeris Akasav. So it could be that Hariga Lishma, if you say Ein Kategor Nasser Sanegor, then maybe it'd still be possible. Yeah, he had a good reason, but he still killed, which is, sounds like from the Zohar, and likewise, if you look at the Chedushi Arim on Chumash there, he's very clear that it's only because of the Magefa Hashem rewarded him. But if it had just been Kanos, he would have lost the Kahuna. The Medayik, I see that the Medayik from the Chizkuni, the opposite, the Chizkuni says that Hadoig Haya Pen Yafsid Kunaso, Domini Kohen Targum and Evangelist says Kapo. It's interesting, you have the Medayik from the Chizkuni. He said he was worried maybe he would lose his Kahuna. Ajif Tikhu, I've heard of Shem Shemayim Haysa. No, Hashem says it was Shem Shemayim, it's okay. It sounds like he was worried he might lose Kahuna, but he really didn't. Hashem didn't have to give it back. He had a half a meaning he might lose his Kahuna. And Hashem says, it's a diuk in the Chizkuni, but I think it's a reasonable diuk. You could say kosher, and this is the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni sounds like he had a habamina, he might lose his kahuna. But, and lechora, this is the shita of all the mefarshim. Or lechora, this is the shita of the mefarshim. Who are mefarish like Rashi, right? That he never was a Kohen yet. Oh, why aren't they mefarish like the Zohar? Maybe they think, there's no hagmina to lose your kahuna if you weren't doing an Aveira. Maybe you were doing something lishma, what's the hagmina to lose the kahuna? So maybe that's why they interpret like Rashi.
Hariga lishma just means anytime you do hariga that's not aser.
Aha, so this is interesting. This is mamash kanon pogimo. Kanon pogimo, is a unique birya. It's a unique kind of androgynous koi kind of birya where it's like, it's not a morin kain. Halacha of a morin kain, right? That's why I think it's a great nafkamina. What if it's mamash a mitzvah? Not like this. This is like halacha of a morin kain. It's an optional kanos. It's sort of like on the borderline. Like maybe it's a very lishma or something. What about mamash a mitzvah? So if it's mamash a mitzvah, that's where Rav Avadya deals with. In the one that I put in the brackets here, that's the case he said. What about Kohanim in the Jewish army? Right? In the modern day Israeli army. So Mustama, if they're successful soldiers, they'll kill the enemies. That's what soldiers are supposed to do. They're supposed to kill the enemy. I know that's not politically correct nowadays, but okay, tough luck on political correctness. That's the job of soldiers. You kill them so they don't kill you. It would be better if we didn't have war. Less on the following. It would be nice if Mashiach came and we didn't have war. But if you have war, then you're supposed to kill your enemies, not pander to them. So, Rav Avadya says, what about a Kohen in the army who killed enemies? So he says, in that case, that's mamish, a mitzvah, gemura. That's not halacha, a morin kain. That's mamish, a real halacha. It's a real halacha. That's mechames mitzvah, and a balahari lahashkin lahargo, etc. He's also mitzarif the fact that the enemies are goyim, although he does not so much on that, because the prima godim and a lot of our Achronim write that killing a goy is also possibly from Nisus Kamayim. But he throws that in as well.
But he says it's a mitzvah gemurah. So if it's a mitzvah gemurah, it could be that everyone would admit. A mitzvah gemurah might not, you know, count as like a tager at all, because a mitzvah is a different story. So I'm not sure. It could be that no one would argue about a mitzvah mamish. They would only argue about lishma, which is like not quite a mitzvah, not quite an aveira, on the borderline. But certainly, this is what the poskim say, Ravai Yisub, that a mitzvah mamish, you'd still be kosher for nisis kapayim, and he doesn't even hesitate. He says the guy shouldn't feel bad at all. If it's a mitzvah gemura, then for sure you can still do nisis kapayim. I haven't found anyone who argues in a case of mamish mitzvah gemura. Likewise, the Gus Maimonides quotes, I think, the Sefer Truma, that a moel who accidentally killed a baby since he was doing a mitzvah, also, he says that's a valid reason why he wouldn't be possible to see his kapayim. Although he needs two other reasons also, because obviously he wasn't supposed to do the mitzvah the way he did, unnecessarily. But also the Sefer Truma says, for a mitzvah, even though it wasn't a mitzvah to kill the baby, obviously, chas v'shalom, but since he was trying to do a mitzvah, so this is also the Sefer HaTruma when it comes to someone who is, sort of a ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. Right, someone who makes a mistake while he's doing a mitzvah, and maybe it was a mistake he couldn't have even foreseen. And likewise, this is what Rav Avadya said when it comes to a mitzvah mamish to kill, although there everyone might admit it's a mitzvah mamish to kill, maybe that's not even a kategor. Yeah.
About a melech?
That would be, maybe a melech would be similar. You know, that's the pasuk, right? That David building Beis HaMikdash, right? Rav Avadya brings that up. So it's an interesting question. You have to figure out, well, was it a mitzvah, etc., but that might be another nafkamina. I'll just point out, another nafkamina might be, what about shogeg and ones, right? Again, you might be mechalik, right? It could be that if you're talking about inkateg or nasis, then inkateg, shogeg would be possible, and maybe even ones would be possible. I mean, these are all, need further. Ian, the inkam, akum laharich. Right, we'll put this under Inka Makom Harif with all the shitas and all the svaras. Is it ones your mice? Is it not your mice? There's famous world calling on that. But in general, the question of shogeg and ones, if you look at it as the gavra such a bad gavra, then maybe Taki's okay if he was a shogeg, or at least if he was an ones. Right, that in World War I and previous wars, the shayla was always mitzat ones. Oh, why was it okay to kill someone? So it was number one, maybe it's a hetter. It's an interesting question. Is it mutter to kill the enemy soldiers during a goyish war? It's definitely not Melchemes Mitzvah, right? Melchemes Mitzvah is only applies to the Jewish state. But is there a heter of warfare in the Torah? Is Goyish warfare docha ritzicha in the Torah? Mitzad, from the Xeris Gus, by Elf Lachash Lomo, Masayim Lenotranis Perio, that any Malthus who kills up to a fifth is okay, and most of the Farshim say it's referred to warfare. But also they deal with onus. No one volunteered for the French army in World War I, or the Austrian army, the Russian army. Everyone's in the French army. They were mostly in the Russian army, the Jews. In World War I, they were conscripted. So that's a whole shayla of ones and a big machlok sachronin. So that also might depend on this chakira. So there are fundamentally two different ways of looking at of the sum contrary to the nefesh shdeis kapayim. Is it mitzad rishus, mitzad habad and veir he did, or is it mitzad in kategor nasus aneger? That might affect the question of, do you say kalachom or pasal avodo? Or no, it's a limited thing about a kategor. Might affect the question of tshuva, hariga lishma, and three cases where it's not such a big aveir, either lishma or or a shogeg or honest. Okay, I see it's already, we'll take two more minutes, just to finish up this part of the Gemara. The Gemara then just fills in one question. The Gemara says, "Umaydisal gadei meikara." Now they went through the four stages of the O'eno. Right, it is doche, O'eno it's not, O'eno it is, losavaru it's not. Say, hold on. It's really about the Kal v'chomer from Avoda. But in the Havni, it was Gasei Doch Losasa, what four stages are there? They say, no problem. They explain, no problem. I decided that they make Kardas as Hudol Losasa, my O'enu, the Kamer, Hachkamer. First stage is, Mani, Mekayim, Chalonius, Mimus, Besham, Lufnus, Bezin. Avoni, Sebezin, Dov, Shem, Sosei Doch Losasa. The first stage is Gasei Doch Losasa. Hadar, Amar, Eimed, Arim, Dosei, Sevi Doch Losasa, Losasa, Grave, Losasa, Yishba, Kars, Besham, Islay, the second, Dedachi, second stage is, Asei, Zna, Doch, Losasa, Yishba, Karis. Third stage is Hadir Amar. Ato asay dov lo sasa la lo sasa chomer mi debikasi asay v'dachilei. Malichum azuta malichum araba. Third stage is what do you mean? Asay is dov halav even though lav is more chomer. So what's the difference if it's a little more chomer? A lot more chomer. Misvar asay is dov asay la sasa yish makaris. Talmud lo mar lo sivaru. And then lo sivaru teaches us it's not. Okay, the whole this is a fairly sotistic line, Mali Chumarab, Mali Chumarzutra, Lo Sasa Chumar Midei, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, but we already analyzed that in Daf Gimel, and we're not going to chaz what we said in Daf Gimel. That'll be for Chazara time. But just one important question that Tosfos Yeshanim asks here. Tosfos Yeshanim asks a very, very crucial question. He says, hold on a second. The whole assumption of the Gemara is that Misvara, I say, is doch lo sasa yishesh makaris or not doch lo sasa yishesh makaris? What's the whole assumption of our whole four blot? That misvara? It's not doch. That's what we started with. Our four blot from Daf Hayim and Beis and all the Gimel. Mehechi teisi doch lo sasa yishesh makaris. Maybe Mila, maybe Pesach, maybe Tamid, maybe Kibbutz of Ein, maybe Binyan Beis Hamikdash, maybe Avraham Baskoeng, maybe we're going to go on with all kinds of Havminas. But it's obvious that the svara is. Right, what's the svara? Svara, the whole sugya. Svara says that it's not doche. But in this one line, it says the svara is that it is doche. Mali chumaraba, zuta, mali chumaraba. So hold on a second. How could the svara be one way or the other? How could we say that the svara is that mali chumaraba, mali chumaraba, that's against the whole sugya? So what's his first answer? His first answer to Tosfos Yeshanim is that no, this is all the female sakadaita. This is a bad svara. Mali chumaram, mali chumazutra is a terrible svara. They're just asking, according to the Havmina that we have, what bad svara were we thinking of? Really, it's a bad svara. It's a terrible svara. It's against our whole sugya. And they never meant to bring the svara into the Shakla V'Targa. They just said, L'maydus ha'gadayte me'ikara, me'ikara, we had a bad svara. What was our bad svara? Me'ikara. So they came up with a bad svara, but it's really a bad svara. That's his first answer. Is that it's a bad svara, and that's why the Gemara never actually has the svara. They say, L'maydus ha'gadayte, what kind of doch or bad svara could we have mistakenly thought of? The second answer he says, but Taka, sounds like a good svara. So he says, his second answer is that Taka, you can't say it's just a bad svara, but you have to say it wasn't meant as a svara. Second answer says that's also a bad svara. It's not really meant, this is a little dog, as a svara. They didn't really mean it as a svara. What did they mean? They really meant that that in the Havmina we should darshan aleha lehetera. Remember the question of Tosfos and Gimel on the base. Why darshan aleha to mean arises usher even in Yibam? Maybe darshan aleha to mean Yibam is mutter even in Arias. Darshan lehetera and make a binyan av to all asei doche lo sasa sheyesh bo kares. Really, it meant, it's not really a svara. He admits the bad svara. But what is it doing in the Gemara? It really meant we should darsh the Havmina, the darshan aleha, that it's mutter even for Arayis, to extrapolate from there through a binyan av that you can do all aseis or doko, all lo sasa sheyesh bo kares. And that's what they meant by the svara. They didn't mean it's a svara. They meant only the pasuk teaches it to us, and then we'll believe it. They didn't mean it as a svara schutz. Only as what the pasuk teaches us, we'll give it a svara. Those are the two answers of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Of course, then he has to explain why the maskana we don't do that, and that ayin and Tosfos Yeshanim, the whole cheshbon he has. But those are his two ways to say, don't believe this svara. Either it's a bad svara, or they never meant it as a svara. You know how sometimes, like, a pasuk says something, then you give the svara? There's two kinds of svaras. There's svaras chot, something you think of be svara, and there's once the pasuk tells you, you can come up with the svara. So first answer, this is a svaras chot, but it was a bad one in the havmin of stupid people. The second answer, this wasn't a svaras chot. This was a svara. Once you have a pasuk, you can give a svara for the pasuk. But you wouldn't have said that svara on your own mibachutz. That's his second answer. Interestingly, the Sefer Krisos we mentioned, that's the Rav Shimshon Mikinon, one of the Bali Tosfos, wrote a book at Klomei Ashas, Sefer Krisos. In the Sefer Krisos, he actually says that no, lemaskana. We accept this svara. He actually thinks that Take says, look, the Gemara ends up saying the svara, Mali Chumara, Mali Chumar Zuta. or Malikum Mezuta, Malikum Rabbah. He actually accepts the Svara. He is a Das Yochid who accepts the Svara and thinks the Taka's a good Svara. The problem is that it's against the whole Mahaloch of the Sugya. And if you look in the footnotes that they print now, there's a Sefer Krisos. It gives like many explanations of how to be Yashmin with the Sugya, but like none of them are like obvious. This is a big Tzarech Ion. You can find many answers if you want. It's a big Tzarech Ion from the whole Sugya, because if it's really a good Svara that we accept, then you know, why does the Gemara still go on to the next answer? Should say, now we know why we need a level, because Malachum Ram, Malachum Rezuta. So that Sefer Krisos is very hard. I couldn't find any very, very obviously correct explanation for Adam Yashu the Sugya. But the mainstream is that, of course, we don't say the Sefer Krisos. Of course, we don't believe the Svara. Why? So the Tosef Shanim is one of two answers. Okay, we'll pick up next time Mirtz Hashem with the next Sugya. Deals with, it's a bit of a technical Sugya. You know, if I have time, I could just throw in like Hakiras that tie into words mentioned in the Sugya. Just if you want a Hakira. But it's not the kind of Sugya with classic lumdas, because all about the midosh atar and addresses b'hem, which you really have to medakdek in terms of how they work. There's makorshi right here. Please take one. The next sugya is going to be all about the midah of davar shahayi b'chlal v'yatza and a klal lidam davar chadash, which is one of the 13 midos of Rabbi Shmuel. I was ma'ayim last night in all the Rishonim on the 13 midos of Rabbi Shmuel, and as a matter of fact, there are at least 12 different shittas as to how to count the 13. It's worse than the Yud Gimel midos of Hashem Taka. There's only like 6 or 7 shittas floating around. So if you want to do the project of showing how each of Rabbi Shmuel's Yud Gimel midos ties into each of the Yud Gimel midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't even bother, because what are the odds that you'll pick the right way of counting both of them simultaneously? So I've given up on the project a long time ago, even though there are many HaKadosh who do. But anyway, you have to be eyeing this. Anyone wants me eyeing a little deeper, the one of the more interesting questions, which I don't know, I'm not going to touch on unless I have extra time, is what exactly is the difference between Yatzel Lidim Dover HaKadosh and Yatzel HaKel Ula, Yatzel Lidim Dover Acher Shalokh in Yano? And what exactly is the difference between Yatza Lalam and Yatza Lidon V'davar Acher Shehuche in Yano, which there are many sheets of the Rishonim. Anyone that wants to find all the Rishonim on the Yud Gimel Midos, you could find them in the beginning of the Sifra, in the fancy Sifras they have nowadays with the Rav and the Rashmi Shans. They put in the beginning the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel with like 5 different Gaonim and Rishonim, which is very, very fascinating if you want to be Mayan, but we're only going to spend one shear on this, so that's just if you're interested in Mimayin more, look there in the Hakdama to the Sifra. You have the Ravid, you have Rav Sadia going, you have the Tashbeit, you have the Rashbi Kinon from the Sefer Krisos, you have Rashi, and I think that's all you have, but that gives you a lot to start with. And then there are a million other Perushim also. Oh, one very, very important announcement. Please spread the word. For the...